Hey guys, welcome to Just Productions. My name is Abbas.
And hello, I'm Ishan, and welcome to this brand new podcast, which is about talking about products and also a drinking game where you take a shot whenever we mention a word product.
Yeah, that's not so wise for our listeners. But Ishan, jokes apart, what are we talking about today? What product is on our table today?
So since this is our second episode, which is like a first episode where we talk about products, we should go totally meta about it and we should talk about podcasts because it's a podcast.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah.
Very, very wise. Right. But yeah, podcast, very interesting concept. In fact, I've been a bit alien to it. I've just only started listening to continuous publications over the last 3 months or so, which funnily coincides with the pandemic, doesn't it?
Yes, and that's really interesting because even I have started consuming a lot more podcasts recently, and that's how we have come here to make a podcast of our own. And if you see in the markets as well, the podcast consumption has gone up a lot in the recent times. So I read somewhere it's like some 40% higher than usual during this pandemic times in particular.
Yeah, but the funny part, Ishan, is that, I mean, for all that it sounds fancy, you know, having a podcast and all, it's not that big of a rocket science, is it?
Yeah, actually, like podcasts have been existing since like the launch of iTunes, I think. Like even I'm not sure, like it's been that old.
And yeah, I remember I had an iPod Nano.
Yeah. Those good old days of 50. Yeah, those good old days of having 1,000 songs on one device.
I had 500 because it was a Nano 2GB. But the funny part was there was always this this item on the menu, which, you know, using that iconic rotary wheel design that Jobs had very well introduced, there was this option called podcast, which I never fully understood. And I believe that was some higher calling which I would never access. And funnily enough, here we are creating a podcast of our own. So it's been quite a long journey. That's been about, I had my iPod, I still do have it, mind you. And I had my iPod as early as 2004 or 5.
Sure.
So that's 15 years back. And this is, show off time. But it's still available as a commodity that people are subscribing to, which is you know, really talks a lot about what content it has provided over the years.
Yeah, and the interesting part, since you mentioned you had it like 15 years ago, the tech on which podcasts run is still the same. It's still the same underlying technology which is being used for podcasts. And suddenly, like in these times, you can see a lot more podcasts coming up, but the tech hasn't really improved. Like if you see your camera tech, for example, in your phones, it has improved by leaps and bounds over time. And then it has got more usage. So, but here, like if you see the podcasts, well, the recording tech has improved, but the way in which the technology is used to publish them is quite democratized in that way, which was the same when like 15 years ago. So that's quite interesting.
That's really interesting. So now that you mention it, let's just like get in the bare bones, the anatomy of the podcast. What is it that you need? You need a decent recording device. You need the technology using which podcast is going to be consumed. And you need an audio cutting and, you know, mixing software. If you just go into the bare bones of all three of those things, they're all very basic, aren't they? They're not really something that has advanced or aged well over the years.
Yes, and that's what makes it interesting, because everyone has it now. Like it's very easy to start one, and it's like really interesting that it has started being used a lot more in recent times than like that's what fascinates me now, because I have been listening to a lot of podcasts recently. I have also been making podcasts now, so that's really cool. Well,
A
actually,
good
if
way to
you, yeah.
tell that you have another podcast of your own, which you want to promote probably at the end of the show.
Yes, and also now, so you should go and check out a podcast called Kulcha Shock, where I talk about my intercultural experiences. You can check it out wherever you're getting this podcast on. So now, back from my promotion activity, what I was reading about is that usually like the habits for podcast consuming was mostly related to commute and like when you have some free time or you're doing something which doesn't require that much of attention for you. Like you can like put it in the background as a noise, someone's talking, and you can listen to it while you're doing other things. And a lot of it was during commute. And with the onset of pandemic, people are sitting at home. But so it was expected that this commute time goes down, these other extra times are now lower. So maybe the podcast listening goes down. But surprise, surprise, it went up. Like, do you have any thoughts on why it would have been so?
But I think it's a mixture of many reasons, right, Ishan? It's just not the one thing. It's just not that people have too much time right now. It's also the factor that people do have a lot of time, and they're not traveling, so they have to do something in the time that take off their attention off screen, and that includes not binging on anything that's available on Netflix or a Prime, right? You've got to do something else other than looking at a screen, and podcasts. And reading, they take like the pole positions over there against binge watching.
Yeah, I mean that could be a fair point, but also like it has to be considered that people used to listen podcasts during travel as well, but then they are not traveling so much and they are still listening. So one of my thoughts is that because everything has gone to a stop, you're not really getting new songs either. So what else do you go back to when you want to listen? So now you realize that this is some new thing that you find out. And that's what's happened with me. Like I used to listen podcast on and off, and now that I'm not getting a lot of new songs to listen to, or I'm just bored of listening to the same songs, so I turn to this, and there is a whole new world over here.
Exactly. So you've got those same songs churning out, or even your favorites. You'll kind of get bored with that, and that's where the power of conversation is what has been productized by podcast, right? So they've got that podcast has this newness to it. You get to learn a lot of things without going through the the time to read through something which demands certain attention. And the best part of a podcast is that it can just be played out there in the background.
Yes, that's an interesting point because this I am like personally I'm interested in finding new videos to watch which give me new information or just being curious, right? And if you go on YouTube and you watch videos, you have to also watch them. Whereas like I have found out like really good podcasts which give me the same information, but they are audio and I can do them like listen to them whenever I am also doing something else. So sitting at home during the lockdown times when it was here and like washing dishes and I can listen to the podcast. So that like while the whole commute aspect went down, all the chores that you had to do at home went up. And then I guess that balanced it out. And then people started finding out new things. So I guess that's a interesting thing that has happened. Also, like,
Scientifically, go on.
I was saying also, you said that there is a newness of it. So, to be clear, they are like really old tech. Like, there is nothing new to the technology of it. It's like based on RSS.
Absolutely.
So, I can't explain it better, but like, you can tell what it's about for people who are new to listening and who are interested in knowing what this is.
Yeah, so I think RSS has been a big part of our lives growing up, so which makes us really old. But yeah, RSS was this very simple piece of tech which kind of and it was during the days of Web 1.0 and 2.0, where if a person had to take in all the news coming from a variety of websites and web-related publications, all they had to do was install that website's RSS feed into into something called as a RSS feed reader, and they would, at the comfort of their desktop, get all of the news delivered to them instead of them having to go and like sign in or view those content on each of those sites. So it was like a news feed, but it was way more cooler than the news feed that you see because the content was something that you liked and that you curated.
Yeah, it was the option that you had to like curate your content, as you said. And then it was like, if I don't like something from this website, I don't want to see that, so I'll just subscribe to this part of it or whatever it is. So that was really cool. And that's what, like, as we mentioned, like it was like a democratization of the content that you can choose what you want to do. And that's what is still running all the podcasts.
Yeah, which is weird because the tech itself was called a dead tech about 2 years back, if I remember the article on TechCrunch.
Yes, and it's very interesting that if you see a very recent TechCrunch article this year, like I guess like a couple of days ago maybe, it's basically how Spotify is doubling down on some of the podcast features recently. It has debuted new podcast top charts in some markets, and like even a big brand like Spotify is going all out on this new, not new, of course, like this old technology of podcast now, like in 2020. Like that does say something about it.
Absolutely, never say never, right? Never say never.
Yeah, and
And you've not got Zuckerberg behind the scenes curating it for you.
yeah, and then like that's what we should come to now. Like now that we are thinking about how the product, like we talked about like the technology and how the history of it is and what's interesting about it. But like now this podcast is one product. Like if you see this Just Product Things podcast that you're listening to is like one product. So there are many such products. And the interesting part here is like, why do you think there are so many new products coming in the podcast space? So one like I'll just tell one of the things which I had read recently was that if you look at YouTube or some video streaming website, there is a lot of content. Like there are so many channels, I forgot the number of them, like I had read it somewhere. But there are like millions of channels maybe. And if you compare it to the number of podcasts, it's like the difference is huge. So there is a huge opportunity over here, and which is also what we are trying to cash in into.
But at a fundamental level, video has become the king over the years, but somewhere there is a beauty in that imbalance, right? A podcast is merely dependent on the power of the spoken word, and video depends on a graphic, a very careful editing, and some crass content that comes in. I mean, due respect to all content creators, but that beauty, the less it is, the more better quality there is what I believe is the fundamental difference.
Yes, I mean, there would definitely be bad podcast as well. Like the I think the amount of good and bad content would be similar, like percentage wise. But
Relatively, relatively, yeah.
yes, but then again, like this whole like you said, like video gives more clarity. Like it's that whole like picture speaks 1,000 words and video will speak like those 1,000 words at 25 FPS or whatever you want to say. But audio also can speak some words. So this is a very interesting thing that way.
No, but it's also about the, I mean, all great products have this thing, right? The simpler they are, the more successful they turn out to be. And mind you, success does not mean the dollars or you know, the eyeballs or whatever it has captured. It's merely the impression and how lo the longevity of that product. It speaks hordes. And that, I believe, you know, podcast is a prime example of that, a product success criteria.
Yes, and also if you see the kind of content that is consumed on video versus on podcast is entirely different. Like on video, there can be videos which are really short to really long to movies or whatever, like a 10-hour loop of just Star Wars music. Like that's all of it is there on YouTube. But then on podcast, like the strategy changes, like you have to adapt. Like based on the platform. So here, if you see most of the podcasts, there are mostly conversational, which is what we are doing. There are very few which are like this is in my opinion. I haven't researched it so well. Like I listen to very few podcasts comparatively. So there are very few which I would say are just one person talking, or there are some specific which are like a whole episode of acted out stuff, like which sounds like a movie basically. But then all of this like differs from what you would do on a video platform. So that is something which has become interesting to see on these different platforms.
Right, but let's just take a step back over there. Let's try to look at the evolutionary cycle of the podcast. In some ways, and in more ways than some, I believe the radio was the parent of the podcast in some manner. It just comes across as the same media. Only thing is, I think with the proliferation of the internet, podcast has reached more ears. And then there was that entire phase of that hybrid internet radio thing. What are your thoughts on the on
Oh
this?
yeah, that was something. But there are still some websites which provide you like radio from different parts of the world on like online. So that's still there. That's what like it has evolved from the audio platform, like from the times of radio, internet radio. But then again, it's still there. Like all of the other things are kind of dead. Like radio still is alive, but it's not like as accessible as we can't go on radio and start talking about some things live right away.
Absolutely. Yep. Why do you think the ecosystem has survived so far? What is in it for these podcasters as a product, you know, podcast as a product, that these podcasters haven't given up on this? And in fact, forget giving up. They've been increasing ever since, you know, things out of a bat started coming out here.
I mean, in terms of a product, I think it's just making your helping you like reach your voice to a new kind of audience. And I think because of the uniqueness of this platform, like this is my personal opinion, where I think like the attention span of the listeners on a podcast is more than a video because you are actually listening to it. And this is why I also think like that's why the length of a podcast is really long usually. Like now we are talking here for I don't know 20 minutes or more. But then it's common to have long podcasts. And I like it's very rare to find really short podcast, like it's completely opposite of what the video is, where it's really easy to find shorter videos and quick snacky stuff, whereas podcast is still a comparatively long form media. And because it's long form media and because the listeners are more engaged, I think there is a better engagement levels of the users, like the listeners, and then you can reach out to more people more easily. I mean, not more easily technically, but it's just you have a filtered audience and then you can reach out better. Like the percentage conversion of whatever you're promoting, whatever you're talking about, or whatever is being listened to would be higher. That's my opinion. I don't have any data about it.
And I mean, with volume comes the bad parts of anything, right? The more accessible it is, which in this case the product is, the podcast, you know, making tools are accessible by everyone. It's still like, you know, it's still safe from that. I think so, but over time it might get murky if this continues the growth story that it is having.
I don't think so, like as of now, because like again, like going back to how easy it is or what kind of technology that it's running on, is that you need to find a good podcast. So it's not YouTube where everything will be put in my face, like whichever, and taking me into the rabbit hole. Or it's not like Facebook where it's just promoting whatever my third cousin from fifth, whatever town is like liking. So the choice of me listening to a podcast is very personal, and I choose it rather than like me being just promoted that, oh, there is this small other thing. Of course, like there are like podcast publishers which promote their other podcasts, which are where you find things, or like all that is there. But at the base of it, it's just like it filters out a lot of that part where if you're listening to a podcast, you are actually committing to it. So that itself is better. And that I think will avoid this platform going the video way, is what I believe right now. I could be totally wrong. So let's see.
Yeah, and funnily enough, just to like stay on that point there, recently TechCrunch had an article, I think last week or so, where they did mention about Spotify, you know, doubling down on some
podcasts. Yeah, that's what I mentioned earlier, yes.
Exactly. So the same, which is funny, right? It's tougher to market without a face, and Spotify somehow is succeeding at it tremendously well. And it's just not Spotify. It's Google Podcasts. It's Pocket Casts. Apple's been there in the game forever now. And with this one product, suddenly, you know, you have an existing market which never went out of vogue, and people are still listening to it. That's just, it's a very beautiful product concept to be, you know, very honest about it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, though, because now, like with the big players advertising it or big players trying to get into like making it more popular, we would totally see some changes. And I hope we are still the early adopters of this change. So otherwise, we shouldn't be like really late. And I think that's how we started this podcast about products, a broadcast.
Yeah, you went to say broadcast.
Yes. We fun fact, though, we actually thought of naming our podcast as the broadcast. But there is already some other podcasts which use this name. And I was disappointed. Whatever we were saying, we should continue on that. We are digressing.
Yeah. So coming back to you know the the diversification that podcast as a product brings in. I didn't know this until you mentioned it to me the other day, and I didn't know podcast was, you know, so big in a country such as ours, where you know vernacular kind of takes the cake. There are vernacular podcasts available in Marathi, Tamil, Hindi, all of these languages. What is your thought about that?
Yes, and that's another interesting thing, because I recently saw another graph. Again, I don't have it in front of me, so I don't know from where. But the thing is, like English podcasts have been really common. Now, in the recent times, the podcasts which have been made on non-English platforms have suddenly increased. And that is also one thing. Like, it's basically the YouTube logic, right? Like there was a lot of Western content which was mostly available, and suddenly if you talk about India, then there are like this whole India specific content which started growing on YouTube as well. So podcasts are also seeing that. And with, again, like big players trying to promote it, it would be really interesting to see that there will be a lot more content coming over here.
Also, there's this fact, right? It's very weird because if I were at home and if I, say, heard two uncles talking about some random topic, there's a less likelihood of me even tuning or subscribing to that thought process. But here, just because I've been given the choice of choosing my own interest, I don't mind that talking between two random people.
Yes, it's like listening to interviews or like some discussions about topics. And for me, like
But without
again,
a face.
yeah, without a face, you are just listening to them. And for
Which is
me, it's
strange.
been like that because I found some interesting topics and then I have been listening to them. And then suddenly, okay, I like this, and I would listen to it a lot more.
But I also find that, there's this cocoon of privacy that surrounds the entire podcast. It's just you and two or a single rambling person on the other line. You don't really have the entire, associated, affiliated products with it, which you get with every video now. I think after the end of every video, you get like, watch this, watch that, which is not there in a podcast. It's there in a very subtle manner, and it's your choice to continue that subscription to those people that are rambling about whatever they're rambling about. And it's a
Yes.
very personalized cocoon, right?
Yes, but then again, you can have that niche of, I don't know how you ever pronounce this word. I sometimes pronounce it as niche. I sometimes pronounce it as niche. I have heard both versions of it. So whichever it is, NICHE with the A, whatever. So it's a way back to the topic after my rant.
Back, man. Yeah.
So. What the thing is, like, because of this niche of content, you once you subscribe to someone, you subscribe for what they are talking. If there is an interesting subject, it will continue and you want to listen more of it. Or it's the same as YouTube, man. Like I follow like YouTube channels just because this is the kind of content that I want to.
But it's better profiling with the more the data, there's better the profiling, right? And that's what video channel content creators have as an up, as an upper hand over podcasts. But it's just this, this little platform is so damn powerful that it just doesn't give up.
Yeah, I mean, I think of course video content will be anyway more strong as compared to audio content, and but the sheer difference in numbers, because there is so much video content, there is comparatively lesser audio content, and that's what still makes it an interesting prospect to have a podcast, and that's why we are here. But then like.
Absolutely. So
Yeah, I'll just since we have been talking about podcast and we have to talk about products, I'll just like ask about how do you think podcasts earn money? Like, not that we are earning anything here, but yeah, generally.
I think the most commonest would be some form of advertisement on them. If I remember, most common podcast channels would have like an interlude of some ad running in between.
Yes, and like I said, because the engagement is comparatively higher as compared to audio episode, sorry, the video channels, the ads are also like they might pay a little more per your impression or whatever the terminology is as compared to
Yeah, we should
video.
try that. We should try that.
Yeah, let's see. First, let us get some listeners. We don't want to advertise to our five listeners.
Sure.
So hopefully, if the people listening to this podcast share the podcast and we get more listeners, then what we could do is we could try the ad supporting part and see the analytics and all that stuff, and then do another episode about our learnings from this. So this would be interesting. So If you want another episode, you need to share the podcast so that we learn it.
But that's just holding them at knife point, man. We will release an episode, even they know that. But that's, I think, on a summary, as a summary to this entire discussion, podcasts, I believe, are the product, are everything good in a product exemplified, longevity, getting your market right, exploding at the right time, and getting that product market fit, which is missing in most products with an old technology, mind you.
Yes, and that's why I think it still has a lot of potential because it's still untapped market, so as to say. Because the more I'm listening to, the more I'm trying to see how things are working here. I just think there is a lot more to be done over here, and I think soon we will have lot more new things happening in this space again. It's just my hope. I don't know.
And with that hope, I think we should stop rambling about podcast. Everyone knows what a great product it is, and maybe some people will even try making new podcasts apart from us.
Yeah, oh yeah, more than making new podcast, you should listen to our podcast. So
Absolutely,
don't give
absolutely.
us
Stop it.
competition. Yeah, don't give us competition. We would still like to be cool and be very hipstery about this, even though 15
Yeah,
years too
15 years
late.
too late, but yes,
Yes,
cool.
exactly. So that's why just listen to our podcast. And as a good segue, you should also listen to another podcast, which is not related to products at all, which is called Kulcha Shop. We would also, I'll ask Abbas to link my podcast name on the description.
Absolutely,
Yeah.
absolutely. We start our ad experiments from here.
See, yes, and I can get like more than three listeners on my podcast then. So let's see how it
Good going,
goes.
man. Great sights. Anyway, I think we should end this right now. We're out of appreciating podcast itself on a podcast. It's like podcastception.
So meta.
So much meta. Anyway, let's. I think we're rambling now. That's it, guys. This week's been great. We've been talking about podcast as a product. Tune into our channel to listen to some more products that have been in and around or are new in the market, or we could just diss about something that we shot the last time.
Yes, so that's what it will be. Like this time we talked about product, maybe next time we talk about like how to make products or what happens. Like we don't know what we are going to talk about. That's the thing.
Yeah, we will just make a product about product. Right?
Yes.
Anyway, great listening. I mean, great recording this podcast, everyone. So until next week.
Hopefully the audio is okay because I imagine there have been some ups and downs in the audio, but yeah, you'll understand because
Yep.
you are nice
Till
people.
then. Till then, see you guys. Have a great one. Until next time.
Bye.